107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great news, the Embro Highland Games returning. Joining us on the phone line is Alan Norman with all of the details. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, good morning, Jamie.
Alan, it is great to have you on the phone lines, and the Embro Highland Games back as an in-person event. Alan, this is great news.
Yes, we're really looking forward to an exciting day next Friday, a week Friday on July 1st. For the 83rd time, this is the oldest Highland Games in Ontario, and we have a full slate ready to get back in action again.
All right, Alan, what would you like to spotlight for the Embro Highland Games?
Well, we have a regular sort of three pillars of the games, Jamie. The Highland dancing, always exciting. We have a pipe band competition, and of course, linked by the heavy events, so the guys that toss the caber and throw the stone and that type of stuff. And then beyond that, we have a 5 and a 10 kilometer road race for those hardy enough to try it on a hot July day. And especially this year, we have a couple of different things happening. We have a Métis demonstration of Métis jigging and fiddling. That's going to take place in the morning and in the afternoon. And we also have a Taiwanese delegation coming from Toronto and Hamilton area. And that's related to the 150th anniversary of George Leslie Mackay, Presbyterian missionary, who made a huge influence and made his mark in Taiwan. He's quite revered there, and the Taiwanese community are coming, and they are planning to do a Taiwanese choir. So we're really quite excited and quite interested in what that brings.
Oh, it's going to be a very special event. As we always talk about, it's a family-friendly event, and you'll have, special livestock on hand for this event, too?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've got, I know there's Highland cows, there's Clydesdale horses coming, and Shetland ponies, and the folks can get up close to them. They're kept in the shade and well-watered and fed throughout the day, so we're really sort of looking forward to that. It's a real sort of hands-on experience for folks. And for anyone else out there who wants to try a little bit of kilted yoga, we have that, clothing optional. And we have quite a few dog events as well. We've got Scottish dogs on parade in the morning, early morning. And then we have a couple of demonstrations of the dog agility demos and sheep herding demos, watching the border collies round up the sheep. And we have some live music with the Steel City Rovers coming from Hamilton. They're a Celtic five-piece band. They're going to be playing a couple of sets through the day. And they're also having a sort of a musical interlude where people can get up close and check out what some of the different Celtic instruments are involved in that there.
Oh, what a day. Again, this is for Canada Day, July 1st, the Embro Highland Games, not to be missed. And I can imagine, Alan, with the committee, absolutely thrilled to be back as an in-person event.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a tough couple of years for everyone, of course. And I think everyone's looking for an experience. So it's an outdoor event primarily. There is an indoor hall, and that is air-conditioned, so if folks need a bit of reprieve, we've got lots of sort of food vendors and Scottish-themed vendors as well. And yeah, we're hoping it's going to be a real exciting and full day for us.
Oh, we know it will be. 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. It's just $20 for adults, $10 for youth 13 to 17. Kids are admitted free. And for anybody checking it out for the first time, it's the Embro Highland Games. Where exactly does it take place, or how can we find it?
It's at the Embro Community Centre, just west of Embro. Well signposted. If you're coming down from Stratford on County Road 6 or north from the 401, it's pretty easy to find. You won't have to worry about getting there. And you'll hear the pipes from a distance anyway. So
there you go. EmbroHighlandGames.ca is the website for full details, and we'll see you out for this amazing community event, Embro Highland Games. Alan, is there anything else we haven't covered, or we'll just see you out Canada Day?
No, I think that's pretty much it. We've mentioned everything, I think. And we do have some, there's a children's Scottish crafts takes place as well. So it looks like a bunch of Braveheart extras walking around with cool noodle swords and their faces painted. So there's something for the kids as well.
Something for everyone at the Embro Highland Games. Alan Norman. Alan, thanks so much for this. And we wish you a great event on Canada Day.
That's great. Thank you very much, Jamie.